Down to the right and beginning a visit with John Turner this Saturday, 10th of August, 74. Channel to right and beginning a visit with John Turner this Saturday morning, the 10th of August, 74.
Let's see, I'll come in here and I'll get my stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, just a minute. Well, let me see, he's going to get the Jack here.
Sure. He's typewriting.
Yeah, well, I'll turn him. He'll be here in just a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, tell me, John, you just not farming much?
I ain't got no tractor, nothing.
Just growing, you just...
Grow that little bit of my push plow and different things. And
did you grow the peanuts?
Yeah, and the okra.
And the okra.
But the others, I bought some peanuts and okra and the pears. But I bought that little bit of sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh. It's just a little too much to get around, isn't it?
Sure is. Y'all sold all y'all tractors?
No, we still got them. Have to have them to mow with, you know.
Not both of them.
Well, he's got the little one too. I don't know what he thinks. Maybe he might put some more cow here a little later.
Sure, I see.
So he hadn't gone out of business or anything.
Sure,
like
I see. Yes.
But I tell you, it's just too much. You know. Have you bought any feed lately?
Yes, ma'am. I got some chicken and that's up there. And I got a little horse.
You have?
I bought a little horse for my boys for a Christmas present, and them boys won't ride.
They won't?
I paid the man. The lady was a white girl on them. She didn't have no place to keep him.
Yeah.
She said, I'll sell him for $50. Well, I kept on going by selling. I went over to Melrose.
Yeah.
She said, I said, tell the lady I can't give her 50. I'll give her 40. So the girls decided to let him have him for $40. And I've been offered $150 for it.
I never heard of a horse being sold for $40.
Yes, and that's a pretty little fella, too. He ain't a pony, he ain't a horse. He's between there.
He's about the size of this little pinto, I guess. He's not
that's a little
good
pony,
size.
And he's just between a
horse. And your children won't ride.
No, they read him once or twice, and they forgot about it. They just as soon as they get it, it's like a bicycle. They ride it a little hard, and they get one and throw it down the yard and go on.
And that's what they thought they wanted?
They thought they wanted the little horse, not a boy.
Well, can you plow him?
He'll plow, and he'll ride, let you ride him. You pull a wagon. Hey, how are you? You're a stranger, ain't you?
So you got a horse?
Yeah, a little bitty horse, one of them middle-sized ones. He ain't a pony, and he ain't a horse.
Like this one?
Yeah, he's long between there.
And
he got put his things on him, you know, them little white stripes around him, and then he brown and got them little white places on him up on his neck, on his head. And one part of his mane going on one side and one on the other. And he's a pretty little fella.
Oh, goodness. Well, this is a little pinto mare out here, you know,
yes,
she's spotted.
Yeah, and this one's a little stallion.
Stallion. Gelding.
Stallion.
Stallion. Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yes,
oh.
Ma'am.
Well,
I mean the stud.
Yeah,
he's a frisky little fella.
But you can ride him. He won't run away.
He won't run away, no, ma'am.
Well, hell, that's what you need all the time, all along, haven't you?
Sure, right.
And he ain't in trouble to keep.
He's showing he ain't much to feed.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not.
He ain't hard to feed and keep up. He's still just as round as a butterball.
Yeah. Well, I got this horse, but I haven't got anything to.
Sure.
I got this collar.
I bought a pair. They don't make harness like they used to no more. No collar or nothing. You don't use that no more.
Oh,
Oh, they don't?
They try to get out of that leather and it go right around him. They don't use no color no more on them.
They don't?
No, they make them other things on them. I got a little harness a man told me. I'm going to let you look at them harness one day.
Yeah.
They go right around his shoulders and things up in here.
Oh, it
and
does?
It's a big piece of flat rope leather. And that's what they pull with.
Oh.
Well, you know what and these things cost?
Oh, man, they up there now.
They sell for $60.
Yes.
This is an old.
Yes, sir.
And the fella got it, you know, Cook.
That's
you know.
Auntie, yes.
He got it, he got a couple of them like this.
Yes, sir.
He got them $15 a piece.
Sure, that's Auntie.
But even an old booger like this, he got it in auction.
Yes, right.
See, and he picked it up.
Yes, sir.
Not much money.
That's right.
If I bought it, it'd cost me $50.
Mighty right, or more. Very bad. Like things is now.
Like things is now.
You look at television the other night?
No, did you see that?
Yeah, about that president and thing.
Yeah.
What happened? What ailed him?
Huh?
What? He went right on out the seat and then he ain't notified him that long. He said he wasn't going to resign, but he did.
Yeah, he kept saying it to the last. So
he sure did. And then the vice president, he take over, man.
Right, next morning. That right?
That's rough, yeah, sure is.
He just lied, that's all, about what he didn't know.
All that money he owed back there, they tell how much money he owed, them $160,000 for back there for income tax and things. Oh,
yeah.
He ain't paid none of it.
Yeah.
More than that, 400 something.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he was president. He didn't have to worry.
No. But they caught up with him then.
Man, you know, he can get away with things.
Yeah, he didn't get away with that. You know when he was in the Army, he got away with a heap of things in the Army. You remember when he was in the Army?
Yeah.
He got away with a heap of things in the Army.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was in there. He got away with a heap of things.
Things catch up with you, don't they?
Yeah, sure will. You can do it wrong, but it'll come to you.
Well,
you think you're getting by, but you ain't getting by.
All these things you used to tell me, you knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But nobody do anything about it.
That's right. Yeah. You ain't farm nothing?
Let me tell you.
The coal kill all my can. You know that can I told you I was going to bring?
Yeah.
Kill all the iron. That last big coal, got it. I had it banked. That wife ready to go kick that stuff on the way on.
Yeah,
there.
I know she's
fine.
Yeah.
Go in the game room. We got to go through making open. I don't want in the game room. Some peanuts and okra,
yeah,
pears, and a few little sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
You got to go on in the game room.
Faye
want
to talk to you a minute,
Faye,
when you get through talking to her, you holler and we'll come on out. I want to see her too. I haven't seen her.
Yeah, sure. You ain't farm nothing?
Let me tell you, John, I've been just on the point. That's why I got this horse.
Sure.
And I've just been on the point of getting it in. And you see, I was going to put in a whole lot of stuff around here.
Yes, sir.
And just one fool thing come up after another.
That's right.
And now for a month, I've had rheumatism in this knee.
Oh, man, I know what you're talking
about.
And the arthritis has eaten me up. Sometimes I can't hardly get up.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Getting me right across his back. And then he go down in my legs. Sometimes it get me in my arms. I can't do no lifting hardly. But after a while I get to moving around, I do pretty good.
This is new for you.
Yes, sir. You know, that thing that had me a good while, I tell you. But I just go on anyhow.
Well, you never said anything about it.
Well, I know. I never complained too much about it because it looked like more a complaint than what it do me. Sometimes people be going on saying, my back worried me. I be done forgot about mine. And then mine started. I said, now look at that. And I said, man, you ought to make that up.
Yeah.
You got farm some this coming season?
Well, I'd hope.
What all you going to put in your record?
Well, the thing I wanted to put in was some sweet potatoes.
Sure.
But I've waited a little late for that.
Yeah.
I don't think they do as good in that late crop.
They don't.
August too late for them.
They sure will. July is about the last go round.
I think so. Yeah. It seems like to me they just do better.
That's right.
But I've seen some mighty good ones grow out.
In August. They sure have. I have too.
I guess it depends partly on the season.
That's right. That's what it is.
What do you got in?
I got some peas and little okra.
Yeah.
But it ain't that much. I fixed it with a push line. I ain't got no tractor or nothing. So.
Yeah.
The fellas all around, every time they ask them to do something, they sell me something in the tractor. They got to go do this and they got to go do that. So I just let them know.
With all them tractors around today.
Yeah, they won't do nothing for you. They won't do a thing. You give them the money, they'll bring the money back to you. I couldn't get to you. Wait till they done put you late, and then you ain't nothing you got.
Well, why do you think it is?
They just don't want to do nothing for nobody else. Scared you might get a hold of something, I guess.
Well, now that's the same as I have around here. People come over and talk to me about doing a little work for them. I'm willing to. I got plenty of time.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, it just seemed like getting to it.
Yeah, that's right.
And a lot of the time, all my machinery is out of whack.
Yeah, sure, right.
My old, that big tractor was out for a while.
Yeah, sir.
And it never had been out. All
sure.
I got to do is go out there and turn the key and it'll start.
Yeah, sir.
But it got out for a while.
Sure.
And, seemed like I can't get a hold of a mechanic anymore.
Oh, my.
What mechanics is, like they don't want to
work on my stuff. They're sure right, that's just the way it is, it's just that way.
That way it seemed to you?
Yeah.
They working on somebody's stuff.
I got a son-in-law. That son-in-law what to do with a mechanic. The man told me, oh, this is your truck. Well, the other day he come and say, I think it's your truck, but need the clutch put in. He come in, he put that clutch in that truck to spin them wheels and everything and pull. But it wouldn't holler move, it wouldn't holler move. He put that clutch in his woman. I said, how much owe you? He said, you don't owe me nothing. That's my son-in-law.
Yeah.
The other day, that little car, they wouldn't start. He said, don't need nothing but a set of points and a tune-up kit. So
yeah.
You go get it and I'll put it in. He put it in. There I go.
Oh, yeah.
So, he want a farm. He want a farm. He a good little farmer. He want a farm.
Yeah.
Told me the other day, said, I reckon we could get any land. I told him, I don't know any no land. But I want a piece of yours if I can get it. And I'm slick on you, though.
Well, this equipment business is hard to keep your stuff going.
That's right.
And,
But I'm on. He said he's going to buy him a tractor, a little tractor.
Yeah.
And said, but he'll get a big tractor to do the breaking, and then he can keep it clean. So he said he don't want to get a little tractor and strain it up. He said, get a little one while that to keep it clean.
Yeah.
And cultivating and planting and things.
Yeah.
Said, but he get the big tractor and get it broke like it's supposed to be broke. He said, you won't have no trouble.
Well, now you take these plows I've got out there.
Yes.
You see if the seed is just right.
It'll turn it.
It'll turn it, but you let it get a little dry.
Yes, sir.
And it just sort of halfway laps it over.
That's right.
And you don't hit a plow.
No, it sure ain't.
And you get one of them tractors with them disc wheels.
Yeah, rolling this tillers.
Yeah, and they'll cut it. Oh, they'll cut it, and it's ready to go. Just
that's
about.
Right.
You have to go over it with a little lighter
hair and
hair
and stuff, mm-hmm.
But it's ready.
Yes. He said he gonna buy that little tractor. The man got it up here on the stalks, near about the stalks. And he run an orange shop. Got a big orange shop. He sell oranges. I used to haul him oranges.
Yeah.
When I turned to that other man I was with him.
Yeah.
So he said he's going to use it last month and this month to keep around the yard clean.
Yeah.
But he got a little one. And he going to keep the little one and he going to sell a good size.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good tractor. Crank it up. I tried it around there. He said, I said, what you going to sell it? He said, $800.
Yeah.
Ain't going to give you nothing with it but the cultivator. Mm-hmm. You need a cultivator. That's what you plow with. You plow your rows and things with.
Yeah. If you can just get the tractor, you can find out some of the equipment.
Yeah, I need one of them little disc plows like you, disc tiller like you were talking about.
Yeah.
I need a little one of them. If it ain't but a three blade or a two blade,
yeah,
that's what
you
need.
Don't care about that.
Yeah. I tried to call y'all and tried and tried and
it's
tried.
It's been out all week.
I know I couldn't get you no kind
of whole place in here. Though.
Yeah, goodness of God.
It just you just sings when you pick him up.
Oh, yeah.
I've been off for a week.
Yeah.
I had to go up the country, and I tried to call in.
Yes, sir.
And I never could get in.
Thank goodness alive.
Yeah.
I reckon I better get in the game. Well, I tell you, I hate to hurry off. And I'm going to come here one day and turn around and talk. Me and you got to farm something. Do you want to farm?
Well, I wouldn't mind doing a little bit, John.
You know watermelon sold this year?
Oh, man.
They made money off of watermelon this
year.
They sure did.
Yeah. I got all this land here now, and I had to sell my cows.
Had to sell them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last fall.
Oh, yeah.
Prices went up so high.
Oh, yeah.
Feed. I couldn't buy any protein.
No, you're right.
It was cottonseed meal was $11 and
hey, goodness.
Something, and soybean meal was $14.
Great goodness of life. You couldn't stand that too long.
No.
You stand that too long while your cows would be done ate up more than they ever was.
No. I didn't have to have much. I wanted to give them a little bit in between
before the rye
come on.
Yes, sir.
But not at that price.
No.
The way they eat.
No, sure right.
And once you get that big frost, they go down pretty fast.
That's right.
Unless you
got something planted for them to go on.
Got something to help them a little.
That's right.
Well, you come back over here, John, when you've got a little time.
All right. I sure will. No.
But now, I have to know when you're coming, because I'm in and out all the
time.
Yeah. I don't go far, but I'm...
I reckon they got to fix your phone pretty quick now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll call you then if I don't get back before then.
All
right. But she called me from... She said she wasn't calling from home, but she called from somewhere else this morning.
Yeah. We went over there to make a call, too.
Yes, sir. No, they clean out of
that
thing.
I had, huh?
I just bring that thing and they just, I said, oh my, nobody.
I had that old phase car, that old Oldsmobile.
Fuel.
And it was a good car.
Fuel.
And we bought these other cars, this little car for fuel. And I kept thinking, that was a good car.
It sure was, that ain't no joke.
And you know what? The fella, I finally made arrangements for it, and the fella come and got it Friday afternoon before you brought them pair Saturday morning.
Well, Lord, it clear.
Yes. Because it had four good tires on it.
Sure right.
Tires, it was worth $100.
Yeah, sure right.
And
you done give me the car?
Huh?
And you done give it away?
I give it away for $200.
Mm-hmm. I miss everything what for me, don't I?
Well,
you promised me a little cow, and I didn't come back and get that. You promised to sell me a little cow, you remember?
Yeah.
I didn't come back and get that. I just looked like. But you know, I had a wreck. I ran into a lady pulling in front of me, going down the highway. And just as I got into her back bumper, she looked and seen an antique store and just cut right across to the left after I got upside to go by. I waited till I got there to go by. And she just pulled right over there and out of drug bricks and boom, down in the ditch I went and she sitting up on the edge of the road on the left hand side of the road. The road man come, he charged me. Say, I charge you for driving too fast for condition. How you gonna go around somebody if you don't drive a little faster and they go in, they poke along the road to get around them? So I went and paid that in stocks. That was $51. So that was in February. July, here come a letter from Tallahassee. You didn't have no insurance at the time you had this accident, now. If your lady don't give you a release, you're going to have to take your driving license for 3 years. So the lady, he gave me a paper and the lady signed it. I carried it back to him. I said, well, I got it all made now. I'm through with it. So she done signed it. She knows she was wrong. She said she was. She signed it and come on back home. So out there, this is the last month. Here come another letter from Tallahassee. And he gave me another paper to carry to the lady. I carried to her. She wouldn't sign that. She said, you got to talk to my insurance man. He want to talk with you. So I talked to him. He said, cost $450 to fix her truck. That was her insurance man. Had done fixed the truck. He said, but John, I believe it would be right for you to pay a little bit of that. I said, man, I'm an old sick man. And I said, but I'm willing to do what's right if I can. I said, it charged me the wrong, but I wasn't, and the lady know that. He said, well, John, you can afford to pay $100 of that. Can't you? I said, no, sir, I ain't got it. I had $50 in my pocket. He said, what did you got? I said, $50. He said, Hanny Chan, I'll find these papers and put that seal on it, and you going back. So I done that. So last Saturday, here come another paper. I taken the case to my insurance people. See, I had them put the truck in insurance the next day. And they said, listen, if they send any more, just bring it to them. Ain't nothing gonna happen about it. No, it's too weird. So just bring them, if they send anything, just bring it to them. So I got that old, man, they was waking at me. Eh? That's what I've been doing. I'm going to clean up the Lake Butler. That's where the lady lived, the Lake Butler. And we had the accident over here on a Keystone. You know where Keystone? Between there and Starks. I can't load on with you that morning to make my money. And that's where I got into it.
You didn't make any money that morning.
Nobody wouldn't buy any orange from me that day. And had done order and wouldn't take them. I say everything at me today. So I made it on back in the home. And said, well, I'll meet the court and I went and made it. And I was angry. I had to pay that money. So I give her.
Oh, you went to the court?
Yeah. Paid $51 to the court in Starks. I thought it was all about over. And a while, here come a letter from Tallahassee. That was in February. And July, here come a letter from Tallahassee. Went over to Gamble, he gave me a paper, says, the woman don't release you, you're going to have to pay for fixing her truck. So the woman released me. Well, he wasn't satisfied with that. He gave me another paper and sent it back to her. And said,
you don't know what that was.
Say, got to go before a notary public before I can accept it. So the man was her insurance man, he's a notary public. He said, give it to me, I'll fix it. And then signed all them things on there and took that thing to click. He said, I'm gone.
Oh, that notary public's so important.
Yeah, sure. It had to be stomped on there like that.
I don't know why everything got to get
there. So this last one I told you I got the other day, to send the state $5. So I said, so you can't send any money, you got to send a money order. So I went and got that fixed and send the $5 money order off the other day. That go to the state.
You don't know what that's for?
To go to the state, he said. Because I didn't have no insurance at the time I had the accident. Didn't have it on there then. If I'd have had insurance on there, I wouldn't have had to send the $5, but I didn't have no insurance. That paid you to have insurance while you're out there on that road.
I thought you had insurance.
On my car, but I never put it on that old truck. Go ahead.
Well, John, you gotta. Why? You couldn't hire me to get out.
No,
you
know, no, me know, neither, no.
You know that old 53 Chevy?
Yeah.
I thought, hell, I can just knock around here the neighborhood or that.
Yes, sir.
Why, you know the way things are going, you could run into somebody in the neighborhood just as you.
That's right. You ain't joking.
And be the same thing.
That's right.
Oh, would they get after me?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, I got insurance on that thing, and all it does is set up out there.
Yeah.
I just keep it in case that the other cars won't run.
That's right. That's right.
It's not really sturdy enough for a fella to use it.
That's right.
It'll run, you see, and run good.
Sure.
But something's going to break down on it all the time.
That's right. I
mean, you wouldn't want a car like that.
No.
It's 53.
Yes, sir.
Something goes down on it all the time.
That's right.
And then you got them old tires on it that come with it.
Yes, you're right.
So you'd have to put on a whole set of tires.
Yeah, sir.
By the time you got through with it, you'd have a whole lot of money.
You're right.
Of course, they don't charge any. They just charge $8 for a tag.
That's right. That ain't bad.
When you get that old, they call it
antique. Yes, sir. But if you got that, you got to have insurance on it. If you're down the ditch and somebody hits you, you're wrong.
Now, this lady was from Lake Butler.
Yeah.
And you was over towards Keystone.
Yeah, with a load of oranges coming from Merrill, from Johnson Station, going through there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had been going canning through there for the longest, selling every one to them orange shops. Didn't sold none that day. And I had to stay there and wait till the road man come and everything. Another fella come through there driving fast, and he stopped him and gave him, wrote him up and gave him a ticket. He was at the coat that same day too. He had to meet coat for over speeding coming through there.
He just getting making trouble
for
himself,
wasn't he? That's right. He said, "You seen a wreck with Don Helm? What you come speeding to him like that?" That's what he asked that fella. And he then backed off the road and waited till he got through with me, and then he got him in the car and was riding him up.
Just took his
time. That's right.
Well, he's making money, wasn't he?
You're right.
Well, John, I'm sorry. Spending all your money on insurance.
Yeah, I sure was right. I had to. So I'll just keep it now from now on. It won't be no more like that.
Well, your truck, you can't just drive around the country in your truck, can you?
No.
You got to have a car.
That's right. The wife will use it sometime. The little car. But I'll be going with that truck. I'll use that truck to make me some money.
Yeah.
I got some whole scrap iron and stuff I can haul the game with and make a little money. And all of that pile up in my yard, I got to get it out from there now. Snakes going to crawl, and they'll crawl up on the lane now. I got to get that iron and stuff out from there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You got your hogs now?
Sir?
You got your hogs now?
I ain't got but two. Kill them and put them in the cold storage, and the man ain't called me for my meat yet. I got to go see about my meat, because that man might be done took my meat.
Well, you take it over to?
To Tween.
Newberry?
Anthony and Spa. Back on that back road back through there. But go, maybe go on the back through there. It's a good cold story back there.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I had it chilled and sugar chilled. I've seen the meat since it was chilled.
Yeah.
But he told me to let it sit there a little while longer. I could let it sit there 3 weeks. Well, that's been a month and a half ago and he ain't called me yet.
Seemed like to me, I try to get something done, and I can't get it off my hands. That's right.
It
just keeps on.
That's right. Well, you know what that is? You ain't no young man no more. I used to jump out there and do as much as 3 minutes in a day.
Yeah.
Can't do it no more. I do what I can now and go sit down, because I can feel it coming, tipping up on me.
Well, that's bad news, John. But you don't talk about it. And you can get up and move around.
Yes, sir. And feel a little better then. And go to get sort of sweaty a little bit. And I can go then.
Yeah.
All day then.
Yeah.
But don't let me stop and sit down. If I stop and sit down, if it comes, he'd get me.
Yeah.
Rather jump on me then, showing up. Well, I'm going to carry these things on before it get too late.
Yeah. They're just talking out there. Just tell Faye to come on in.
Yeah.
No, she's talking too much.
Yeah, no, I better not do that. You might not like for me to say that. You coming out to see my wife here?
Johnny, I haven't got my shoes on. You tell her hello from me.
All right. Yeah, y'all don't know where I stayed. Ain't never been there either.
Well,
pretty clear.
Let me tell you, I haven't been over in that country. I don't know why.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't been over there anywhere close to there since I seen you.
Well, I declare. Well, I'll come over and talk with you about the problems and things.
All right.
You might make some money.
All right.
You don't need no money, does it?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's say you don't know. Yeah, we need it. Don't care what, we need that money.
Right, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay your bills or something,
haven't
you?
Yeah, sir. And you got to have something coming to do it, or you don't you'll get behind.
Yeah.
I took a push fly and made this stuff what I got. As you know, I'll sell it and get a little change along and pay my little bills.
Yeah. I tell you, my worst trouble.
Yeah.
You get something to eat.
Yeah. No.
And
man.
What you
could raise your something to eat, though.
Yeah, that's it.
You have peas, okra, tomatoes,
that's
potatoes,
right.
All that stuff. You can eat that.
Yeah.
And you're full. So I don't need to worry yourself.
That's what worries me, you see, not having something like that coming on.
Yeah, now I got peas like that there.
Yeah.
When they get ready, I ain't gonna forget you though. Well, I'm gonna go, Mr. Small.
All right.
And I'll come one day. I'm gonna come over here one day and meet my wife and then we'll get together on something.
All right.
You ain't ready to send me that Ford tractor here?
John, I can't. If I sell it, I can't get another one. That might trouble.
Yeah.
At least I can't get it.
My son-in-law talking about buying him one, but that ain't still ain't gonna be mine. He tell me I could use it, but you know that to be the tell you, you know, when they get it, sometimes you can't use it when you want.
How close is he to you?
He about, when he has a down there, he more colored people live right down there.
I don't know why you couldn't use it that close.
Yeah, so. He said he going to farming this year. This coming year. So he gonna farm.
Yeah.
He saying he want, if he plant peanuts, he say he want to mean, plant them in February.
Oh.
So he can get that $10 and $12 crate.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when it was money.
Yeah.
Now there wasn't nothing, no, they was about $5.
Now he hadn't got his tractor yet.
No, but the man told me gonna let him have it after this month.
And he wants $600.
$800. Yeah, but just the cultivator. But it's a good tractor. New tires on and everything.
Why don't you go in with him?
I reckon I'll throw my time getting this in there and let him do that.
And that way, you'd be sure of it.
Yeah, and he's a mechanic.
He's a mechanic.
He fixes most anything on one.
Why don't you buy it, let him use it just for keeping it up?
I ain't gonna have that much of money. Yeah, my money shows.
Well, you might have to pay it all at one time.
What, for the tractor?
Yeah.
Yeah, the man wanted cash.
Well.
So I reckon I had to go to start saving up a little bit long until I get it.
Yeah. Well, that helps to have a little money when you're going to start trading.
It sure is.
And anybody much wants to...
Of course, I imagine I could hold this man off, because he's the one I hold on you to. I imagine I could hold him off for some of it. Get it.
Who's on? Oh, you're here.
Is Mrs. Miles here?
Yeah, but she'll be here in a minute.
Okay, well, Margaret and I are here. Is it okay if we go ahead and start?
I would God think so.
Okay.
I thought I heard somebody drive up.
Yeah.
Channel 2, right, and the end of the visit with John Turner this Saturday morning, the 10th of August, 74. Channel 2, right, around... 600 or 700, and the end of the visit with John Turner this Saturday morning, the 10th of August, 74, Channel 2 right, and beginning of the visit with John Turner this Saturday morning, 10th of August, 74, the end of the visit, this is the end of the visit.